Now one eye was a star. "You okay?" Kiowa said. The body lay almost entirely in the shade. There were gnats at the mouth, little flecks of pollen drifting above the nose. The butterfly was gone. The bleeding had stopped, except for the neck wounds. Kiowa picked up the rubber sandals, clapping off the dirt, then bent down to search the body. He found a pouch of rice, a comb, a fingernail clipper, a few soiled piastres, a snapshot of a young woman standing in front of a parked motorcycle. Kiowa placed these items in his rucksack along with the gray ammunition belt and rubber sandals. Then he squatted down. "I'll tell you the straight truth," he said. "The guy was dead the second he stepped on the trail, understand me? We all had him zeroed, a good kill, weapon, ammunition, everything." Tiny beads of sweat glistened at Kiowa's forehead. His eyes moved from the sky to the dead man's body to the knuckles of his own hands. "So listen, you best pull your shit together. Can't just sit here all day." Later he said, "Understand?" Then he said, "5 minutes, Tim. 5 more minutes and we're moving out." The one eye did a funny twinkling trick, red to yellow. His head was wrenched sideways, as if loose at the neck, and the dead young man seemed to be staring at some distant object beyond the bell-shaped flowers along the trail. The blood at the neck had gone to a deep purplish black. Clean fingernails, clean hair. He'd been a soldier for only a single day. After his years at the university, the man I killed returned with his new wife to the village of Mi-Kay, where he enlisted as a common rifleman with the 48th Viet Cong Battalion. He knew he would die quickly. He knew he would see a flash of light. He knew he would fall dead and wake up in the stories of his village and people. Kiowa covered the body with a poncho. "Hey, you're looking better," he said. "No doubt about it. All you needed was time, some mental R&R. Then he said, "Man, I'm sorry." Then later he said, "Why not talk about it?" Then he said, "Come on, man, talk." He was a slim, dead, almost dainty young man of about 20. He lay with one leg bent beneath him, his jaw in his throat, his face neither expressive nor inexpressive. One eye was shut, the other was a star-shaped hole. "Talk," Kiowa said.